Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.
Hello, hello, up and down the Cusco. Still haven't fixed my intro, outro there, but you know the story. It's Coffee at KYUK, and as usual, I am excited to be here. And I'm also excited to tell you that over there in the studio, I have Jeremy Lee. He's there jamming out a little bit. And since I have you there, Jeremy, what this time of year, I know people are excited about wood. It's going to start drifting down.
Yes.
Are you experienced with gathering wood from the river?
Yeah. When I was a kid, we used to go fish camp a lot up there in Aniak, and we just like park on side of the beach, you know, where we see a lot of good dry woods, and we just load them up and bring them to fish camp or home and chop them up, have a barbecue.
So here's my question, Jeremy, because as I'm learning about the culture here and about rural Alaska, I'm under the understanding that you pass down the river and you see some wood that's been gathered and intention has been placed on it. You can pretty much assume that someone else is in
it. Oh, yes.
And you should leave it alone.
Oh, yeah.
So
you don't want to take nobody else's driftwood.
So I want to, you know, remind people of that, because I know that as time has progressed and in the recent past, that's changed a bit, though.
Oh, yes.
We need to trust each other, and we all need to do the best by each other as neighbors, but I think it takes reminding people. So if you're
yes.
a newcomer to the area and you're out there on the river and you see a pile of wood on the bank and it's been somehow managed by somebody, that intention's set. Someone's going to come back and get that. That's winter wood.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I mean, I'm just making sure I understand it. I'm giving a chance to tell all the transplant gussocks out there. That's the story with that wood on the side as it starts to flow down. And, you know, do you have any good stories? I'm excited about sometime in the future camping and gathering wood with someone. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, we used to do that a lot. I haven't done it so much in the past 10, 12 years, but I have when I was a kid, yeah. My uncles was really good at bringing me out and gather some wood and that's mostly above Aniak, though, like past
yeah.
Tewaplock, you know, way upriver.
Well, we'll be back with you in a few, because you're here to do some music, and I want to thank you loud and clear. Thank you for coming
yep,
in on
thank
Fridays
you.
And doing some music. And I was talking to Garrett
Hush,
and he wants to come in again and record some music beds for us to use, you know, throughout our programming. So thanks to you laying down the gauntlet and setting the bed for other people to come in. This week we recorded some stuff. I'm going to be playing that here in the show, and then we'll come back to you a little bit later to have you give us some music for our listening pleasure. So
right
thank
on.
You again for
yep,
joining
thank
us.
Thank you.
And here in the studio with me are two excellent folks. One of them is Inokenty Salson, and he's new to the station, been here for a bit, and he's also my co-host right here on Coffee at KYUK. Good morning, Inokenty.
Good morning, Grady.
And you might have heard her on the weather with the extended forecast over the past few months, visiting in town from Singapore. It's Ijao Go. Good morning, Jao.
Good morning, everyone.
Now, the reason why Kenny and I want to talk a little bit is because earlier this week, joined us in the studio was Mike, what was his name at? Oh, I'm just losing everything. Mike Stevens. Mike Stevens, you might know him as the harmonica man. He's visited Bethel a few times, and he's touring Alaska all the way until May 10th. Now, he's been in the area. Yesterday he was here in Bethel, day before that in Chivac, again in Bethel earlier in the week. Today, they're over there in Barrow distributing 500 harmonicas. You see, the story goes like this. Mike has been visiting the Delta region and villages in the interior of Alaska since 2013. He performs, he teaches, he inspires. Young people are taught to express their feelings in healthy ways through music, drumming, song, dance, beatboxing, etc. Well, Mike and Ken got together here in the studio. What do you have to say about that experience, Kenny? Oh, Inokenty, sorry.
That was a little different for me. You know, it was pretty fun. We just got together and started playing around after the interview.
Well, here we go, because we're going to listen to that for the next 3 minutes. Without any further ado, here's Mike and Enikenti beatboxing and harmonica with an exhibition of what that guy Mike Stevens does with a looper out and about on his tour.
I'll give you the mic to start beatboxing, and I'm going to loop it, and then I'll build a song around it. What do you think? Anyway, so you haven't beatboxed in a while, but we can make it work.
Mike makes everything work.
You up for it?
Yeah, I can try.
What did you think about recording that track with Mr. Stevens there?
Honestly, I feel like I could have done a little better than I did.
There's some backtrack going on.
That's Kenny's first song.
That's not
how it's supposed to be. Just relaxed.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I feel like I could have done better.
Oh, you guys can't hear it. In the background there, the end of that track, the radio listeners can hear it. The end of that track is Mike saying, that's the way it's supposed to be. And Ben Agimuk talking about that was your first song. So very cool stuff. You know, we had a chance to record Mr. Agimuk and Mr. Stevens performing a song that they did with you, actually, in Chimay the year before, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, the reindeer herding song.
Mm.
That was different. It was pretty fun.
Well, I have that track too. So, without any further ado, I'm going to do that now. This is Mike and Ben Agimuk.
Agimuk.
Can you pronounce his full name for me correctly?
Panuk.
Mm-hmm.
Benjamin Agimuk.
Yeah. Okay. That's the story. Him and Mike Stevens here in the studio last week performing drum and harmonica. There was also something people might have heard at Chimay. So, without any further ado, here's that.
Yeah, we can do that. Panuk, do you want to play something together? Do you want to do a collaboration?
Yes.
This is something pretty unique we got to do at Chimay, I guess, last year.
Yes.
It was a huge honor for me and something pretty unusual to have these two instruments playing together, I think.
Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah.
Mike Stevens and Panuk Agimuk, drummer and singer, a young man from Chivac who builds drums. They're touring Western Alaska schools and community centers, including Bethel, Akiak, Nutuk, and Chivac. They got through with that tour May 2nd, but today they're in Barrow, and May 6th through 10th, Mike Stevens will tour interior Alaskan communities, performing workshops with students just like the ones that he performed here. So best of luck to Mike Stevens. I thank him for joining us and recording a show. Actually, we recorded two. I didn't get one out to you folks. Had some editing issues on my own part. Zhao, you were here in the studio when we recorded that, and you just heard that last track. What's your first glance of this native dance, drum culture, and the harmonica and the blend of these two things?
It was very interesting. It was very interesting to see modern technology and new forms of performance with traditional music. Yeah, it was interesting. And I believe it's international cross-borders collaboration, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you caught up on that too. He's got his start in Canadian schools. See, Mike Stevens is a harmonica virtuoso, and he received Canada's Medal of Honor for his healing work in Canadian villages. That's 20 years going. He's been doing that. He shares, like I said, healing music and dance events now in Alaska's Western Interior and North Slope communities, and he's done that all across Alaska for the last 20 years as well. Yeah, quite cool, and I also felt it was quite interesting. Interesting stuff. And Akenti, last week we shared some poetry. This week we shared some music. Am I going to put you on the spot right now by saying, what do you got planned for us next week, or no?
I don't really think so. I'm not going to be here most of next week. So.
Oh, will you not be here Friday?
I'll be here on Friday, just not on... Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
All right, cool beans. Well, we'll definitely put a show together for you all week, but Friday, Anna Kenty and I will be back with more entertainment and hopefully with Jeremy Lee, who I've just turned on his microphones there in the studio.
Yeah.
Jeremy, what do you think you might want to play for us today?
I guess a little Seattle grunge.
Well, do it up.
I'm going to try, though, so forgive me if I'm out of tune or anything. Polly wants cracker. Think I should get off the first. Think she wants some water to put out blowtorch. Isn't me, have a seat. Let me clear dirty wings. Let me take a ride, learn to sail. Want to mail, help myself. Got some room, have been told. Promise you, have been true. Let me take a ride, hurt yourself. Want to mail, help myself. Polly says her back hurts. She's just as bored as me. She caught me off my guard. Mason even with of instincts. Isn't me, have a seat. Let me clear dirty wings. Let me take a ride, don't hurt yourself. Want some help, help myself. Got some room, have been told. Promise you, have been true. Let me take a ride, don't hurt yourself. Want some help, help myself. Polly said, Polly says her back hurts. Maybe she would like more food. He asked me to untie her. Never known as for fuel. Isn't me, you have a seat. Let me clear dirty wings. Let me take a ride, don't hurt yourself. Want some mail, help myself.
Hey, Jeremy, this music seems a bit old for you. How old are you? This is the first song I learned to play on the bass guitar 20 years ago.
Wow. Well, I was about 13 when I first listened to Kurt Cobain.
And then
I've been listening to it ever since.
And mom, too, right?
Yeah.
Your mom likes the music of her generation.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You guys are making me both feel old, though.
Oh, no.
Your mom has great music taste.
Yeah.
Well, I can give you a chance to do another track if you want, or I can cut away to a track I got on deck. What do you want to do?
I'll try another one.
What do you think?
Yeah. Oh, what song? We'll try the same kind.
Some more Seattle grunge from Jeremy Lee right here in the studio at Coffee.
We're going to try. We're going to try our own Bethel grunge here.
Sweet deal. Bethel grunge right here on Coffee at KYUK with Jeremy Lee.
Teenage angst has paid off well. Now I'm bored and known. Self-appointing judge and judge.
more than day or so. Well, if she floats, that she is not our witch like we thought. Our down payment on another one at Salem's Law. Serve the servants, oh no. Serve the servants, oh no. Serve the servants, that legendary voice, such a bore. As my bones grew, they did hurt. They hurt really bad. Well, I try hard to have a father. Instead, I had a dad. Serve the servants, oh no. Serve the servants, oh no. Let me down.
When's your birthday?
June 15, 1988.
It's all about Jeremy Lee's birthday and his age today, but I asked your birthday because today is the birthday posthumously of funky soul singer James Brown. Familiar with this track?
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to James Brown. Happy birthday to James Brown today, yes. And happy birthday early. To you, sir. And
yeah,
happy birthday.
You
know, Jow Go sitting in front of me right here. She has a birthday coming up on the 19th, and yours truly has one on the 29th. I also can think of a few more people in Bethel that have birthdays in the May month, but it gives me a chance to say happy birthday to Carrie Steele. She has one coming up on the 19th. But go ahead.
And also Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you. And go ahead and in advance, way early. Not way early. And just go ahead and say happy Mother's Day to your mom.
Oh, happy Mother's Day, Mom, up there in Antioch. And I hope you're having a blessed day today. So enjoy your day and happy early Mother's Day to all the mothers as well here in Bethel and Alaska and USA.
Spectacular. And that lets me remind folks that every weekday between 3:30 and 4, you can call into the birthday line. And, of course, on Mother's Day, we'll be doing one of those special call-in editions of Birthday Line. Even though it'll be on a Sunday, I know that our own Iris is planning on being in here with the exact details to be distributed as I know them. So stay tuned for that. And I've got a few minutes. We could continue to listen to James Brown, or you could go yet another time with another track. What do you think?
Let's give James Brown a chance.
Let's give James Brown a chance. I'll be back to say goodbye, but without any further ado. Thank you. feel good. Well, that's the story. I'm sticking to it. I want to thank everybody who joined me this morning. I had Anna Kenty Salison, I had Zhao Go, and I had Jeremy Lee all right here in the studio for Coffee at KYUK. We celebrated James Brown's birthday, and the only thing left to say is to you, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other. Uh-oh. I'm losing track of something. Oh, there we go. Don't forget to be awesome to each other, folks. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.
I'm Megan Moses from Bethel, Alaska. This is KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska.